And a few years ago, a conservative group petitioned the Fish and Wildlife Service to change that designation from endangered to threatened. And that would, in some ways, potentially diminish the protections of the act for the manatee. So where we're at in the process now is that the Fish and Wildlife Service has reviewed the petition and has determined that it presents enough information to warrant further review. So now the Fishery Service is going to review information. It's open for public comment, so people have an opportunity to let the Fish and Wildlife Service know their opinions about the manatee and whether it should continue to enjoy endangered status under the Endangered Species Act. And the Fish and Wildlife Service will take about a year to review all the information and determine whether or not it will continue to list it as endangered or downlist it to threatened. So if it gets downlisted to threatened, the Fish and Wildlife Service will have an opportunity to make special rules that limit the protection to the manatee. So currently, manatees are protected from all forms of harm. So you can't harm, harass, do anything that's going to jeopardize the continued existence of manatees.
So this would potentially affect boating. I know you see signs out on the water, you know, no wake zones, things like that, that are aimed at protecting manatees. Are those the sort of things that we might see change if that if the manatee was upgraded from endangered to threatened?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of premature to really identify what could change or what would change, although that's certainly something that could be affected. And, you know, we know that manatee mortality from collisions with watercraft continues to be a very high percentage of total human-caused mortality. So for all the types of human activities that impact manatees, collisions with boats remain to be about in the 90% area of attributable deaths. And so this issue with interactions with boats continues to be a problem. So I would be surprised if the Fish and Wildlife Service were to diminish protections with respect to interactions with boats, but certainly it's something that could be changed in the future.
Can you think of any examples of things that would be likely to change?
You know, I'm not sure, and I'm hesitant to speculate. I don't want to give anyone any good or bad ideas about weakening protections. But, I mean, basically, everything would be on the table. If the protections got changed from endangered to threatened, the Fish and Wildlife Service would have an opportunity to weaken protections for all sorts of activities. So boating is potentially one. Tours that interact with manatees that allow a certain amount of touching or rubbing or playing with manatees could be another. But right now it's completely speculative. The Fish and Wildlife Service really isn't there quite yet in its analysis. And in fact, if and when the agency goes through with its analysis of looking at all the scientific information, it'll have to consider whether there are threats that persist against the manatee, including destruction of habitat and impacts from boats.
Shouldn't it be a good thing that we've gotten to the point now with the population of manatees that it's being considered to upgrade them from endangered to threatened?
I think the best thing of this whole proposal is that the Fish and Wildlife Service is going to dedicate some time, some serious effort into evaluating the status of the species. So population numbers is one criteria or one indicator that you would look at. And our synoptic surveys, which have improved over time, which is in part why you can, is a part attributable to why you see an increase in population numbers. And, you know, bear in mind, we don't have any type of statistically robust estimate of what the total population numbers are. We just have these synoptic surveys that are conducted when the weather conditions allow it. And so population numbers are one part of it. The bigger part in what the provisions of the Endangered Species Act require in the measurement that we use to determine whether or not a species needs a certain level of protection is the persistence of threats against it. So the destruction of habitat, disease or predation, other sources of mortality that we can undertake efforts to limit.